From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. This week, we're shining the spotlight on Ms. Lauryn Hill. Lauryn, now a solo artist and expecting her first child, went into the studio to work on her first solo album. She split her time between New York and Jamaica, where she recorded songs that drew on her experiences with the Fugees, her new relationship with Rohan Marley, her work with the Refugee Project, a nonprofit organization, and, of course, her unborn child. In August of 1998, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill dropped and blew everyone away. Lauryn gave voice to women all over the world who were mending broken hearts and finding strength in adversity, and most importantly, learning to live life on their own terms. Lauryn, whether it was her intention, became a contemporary feminist icon by simply telling her truth, which started with the first line of the first song.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Prince to Kingston. My ting done, major kingdom, one wrong. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. There's no coincidence. Hypocrites always want to play in the sin. Always want to take it to the full out extent. Always want to make it seem like good intent. Never want to face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't want to hear my opinion. Then how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. See, you might win some, but you just lost.
You just lost one. You just lost one. Did Jezebel and who you gonna tell when the repercussions spent? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. When you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. And his Tims and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they your fan, popping yeah.
Like you got yeah.
Let's not pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking home, breaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
and blurry my sight. And I used to love.
Hill featuring Mary J. Blige with I Used to Love Him from the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album. At the 1999 Grammys, Lauryn became the first female artist to be nominated in 10 categories in a single year. She also became the first woman to take home 5 Grammys in one night. Lauryn was on top of the world. Everywhere you turned, you saw Lauryn Hill. She was on the cover of Time, Rolling Stone, Esquire, the New York Times Magazine. She made the People Magazine's most beautiful list, and at 24, she became the youngest person to make Ebony Magazine's 100 most influential Black people's lists. But not everyone was singing her praises. By this point, Lauryn had given birth to her second child with Rohan, and some questioned whether an unwed mother of two was a good role model for young women. Regardless, she kept moving, and the world was moving right along with her. Lauryn Hill had earned the respect of not only fans, but artists loved her. She worked with Aretha Franklin on a song called A Rose Is Still a Rose, which became a hit. And she also worked on Santana's Supernatural album, which won Album of the Year at the 99 Grammys. She co-wrote and recorded a song with CeeLo Green called Do You Like the Way, a song that challenged listeners to consider where society was headed.
It's a new day.
In late 1999, a group of producers and songwriters filed a lawsuit against Lauryn Hill, her management company, and the record label, claiming they contributed to a number of songs on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, but were not properly credited or paid. Lauryn accused the group of trying to capitalize off her hard work and insisted that if she were a male artist, no one would ever question the claim she wrote, produced, and arranged the album herself. The case was eventually settled for $5 million, and those close to Lauryn believe that experience was the beginning of her retreat from the public eye. By 2000, Lauryn Hill was in a self-imposed exile. During that time, she started working on a movie script about Bob and Rita Marley. She also spent a lot of time with a man named Brother Anthony, a spiritual teacher who she credits with helping her confront her fears and master every, quote, demonic thought about inferiority, about insecurity, or the fear of being Black, young, and gifted in this Western culture, end quote. In 2001, Lauryn surprised fans with a special MTV Unplugged performance. Lauryn, pregnant with her third child, showed up in jeans, T-shirt, a baseball cap with a guitar. What she performed was nothing like what the world had come to expect from the queen of hip-hop. Some fans loved it, others didn't understand, and the same could be said for critics. Unfinished genius and public breakdown were both phrases used to describe the performance. Eventually, MTV released the CD, which debuted on the Billboard charts at number 3, but got virtually no airplay and only sold 500,000 copies. From that album, this is Lauryn Hill with I Find It Hard to Say, inside the Soul Lounge.
Find it hard to say that everything is all right. Don't look at me that way, like everything is all right. 'Cause my own eyes can see pretenses, but what you fail to see is all the consequences. You think our lives are cheap and easy to be wasted as history repeats.
Today is still today. people sleep. Too comfortable to face it. Your lives are so incomplete. And nothing and no one can replace it.
From the year 2000 until 2010, Lauryn Hill slowly reemerged. She started performing here and there, and in 2005, she performed in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, for Bob Marley's 60th birthday celebration. I happened to be there, and she was gracious enough to sit down with me for a brief interview. Now, that conversation remains one of the highlights of my entire career. So after the show, I want you to head on over to my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ, to hear it for yourself. In the meantime, we are in 2010, and there were rumors that Lauryn was working on a new album, and fans waited with bated breath. Those who were lucky enough to catch her on tour heard previews of the new material, but alas, nothing surfaced. By 2012, it was clear we were going to have to wait even longer for new music. Lauryn's life and career were about to hit an extreme low point. In May of 2013, Lauryn Hill was sentenced to 3 months in jail and 3 months house arrest in order to pay back $500,000 she owed in back taxes. Hill continues to tour, and though concertgoers have become increasingly frustrated with her inability to show up on time, they still show up. And whether we get another album remains to be seen. But even if Lauryn Hill never records another song, we still have The Score and Miseducation, two albums that over 20 years later remain some of the best music ever created. And for that, we thank you, Miss Hill. And I thank you for hanging with me. I'll be back with another one of your favorite artists next week inside the Soul Lounge. Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace. Wow.